T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so yesterday we talked a lot about how Aaron Carter was found dead at the age of 34. He had drowned in his bathtub. Such a horrible story. His brother Nick Carter had spoken out and just said, obviously, he was devastated about everything, even though they were estranged. But now we have some new details, because apparently back in September, a welfare check was called on Aaron Carter because fans were worried that he was huffing compressed air off camera, like he was going on lives and then doing it on the side. So fans called in a welfare check. I mean, if that's not love, I don't know what it is, okay? Well, fast forward, that was in September. Here we are now. When they found him, and they found him on Saturday morning, nobody had heard from him since the day prior. So around Friday at 2 a.m. was the last time anyone had known contact with him. He was found Saturday morning by a housekeeper. We now know that they found multiple cans of compressed air in his bathroom and bedroom, prescription pills, and I'm sure over time we'll get the toxicology results. It's going to take a little while for that, but he was supposed to be at therapy on Friday night. He had been in and out of rehab therapy sessions, hoping to regain custody of his child. His fiance said that she was desperately trying to get him help and using that kind of as motivation for him, and it seemed to be working, she thought. So he didn't show up for his therapy appointment on Friday, and they're saying at that point, it's likely he had already died and just no one had found him yet. So sad stuff, more coming out every day about Aaron Carter. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios at 6:34 on a Tuesday. Reminder to go vote today. Please, Lord, I can't wait for the text to stop and all the calls. It's going to be a good day when that's all done. So make sure you get out and vote today. But I wanted to tell you guys, all my friends out there, because you know I'm not very handy. I'd prefer somebody. I'm one of those people that likes to hire someone to come do stuff for me because I'm always afraid I'm going to screw everything up. But there I was last night Googling, I think, what is pretty simple. And I'm sure some of you guys are going to call in and tell me that I need to do this on my own. I'm sure I'm going to get a text from my plumber if he's listening, telling me I need to do this, or at least let me. I don't know what my plumber is going to say. We'll see what he texts me. But I have this problem in my bathroom, only in my bathroom upstairs, where the bathroom sink constantly gets clogged. You know, the clogged sink, right? All the time, this one sink. And I've had it cleaned out. I think the last time it got done was like a boyfriend cleaned it out for me in like in 2019 or something, okay? So here we are 3 years later, and the thing is clogged again. And I brush my teeth and it fills to the surface and I'm like, oh, you gotta deal with this. So last night I was Googling how to unclog a sink. It's pretty simple. I've had people show me how to do it, but for some reason I still don't want to do it. All right, so I'm going to take your calls, 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number, and you can tell me if I'm crazy for wanting to fix my own sink or if I should just hire someone to do it, because I feel like this is like a novice thing to fix. I feel like people that are handy are laughing at me right now. Although I know there's some people that don't ever want to do anything like me who are like, psh, girl, please have somebody do it. 414-533-1037. We'll talk about all your fixes next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. 6:38. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I know yesterday we were talking about the time change and then I said the time wrong, which was hysterical because the clock in the studio was wrong. I got all your texts about that yesterday. I was laughing. I was like, I look like a clown right now talking about the time change and still saying the wrong time. Anyway, it is 6:39. I was just talking about how I'm trying to be Miss Fix-It over here, and I feel like I can handle the job. I'm not a very handy person. I don't like to fix things. I'd rather hire someone to do it or have someone do it for me. So I'm just going to pull up before I even get into this. First of all, because, you know, he's the OG. Good morning, Ryan in Calabama.
What up?
You can tell me.
My friend, my handy friend over there. Brian,
man,
I know you're probably laughing at me because I don't want to. All I have is a clogged sink. And this is like such a basic.
I'm enjoying this story.
Why? Because it's so basic and it's ridiculous that I'm not doing it myself or what?
No, because you're actually getting hands on and you're being unlike the new generation nowadays and just hiring stuff out and giving it a try first.
Okay. Well, I did YouTube it. I got to be honest, Ryan, my dad showed me how to do it. An ex-boyfriend who did it years ago showed me how to do it. I don't know why I can't do it. I've seen my plumber do it. I don't know. It's such a basic fix, isn't it? Unclogging a sink?
Yes. That's the thing, though, is that a lot of people nowadays don't want to try the basic fixes, and they just want to put it straight into somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
Why not give it a try first? The worst you can do is make it slightly worse, but unclogging a sink isn't, you're not really going to make it worse. So
right.
Give it a try first, then run with it. And if you can't get it, then hire someone else to do it.
You know what I appreciate is your encouragement, Ryan. That is exactly what I needed. Thank you for being encouraging and making me feel like I got this.
No problem. Honestly. I would rather have people out there trying things first and then calling someone to fix it.
Okay.
So, that
makes sense. I get that. Yeah. It's like, especially with everything you can look up now. I mean, I have a friend who did their whole floor, all their flooring. They had never done anything in their life and they replaced all their flooring from the internet. I'm like, that is wild to me, you know?
And did it turn out?
Yeah. Yeah.
There
he did
go.
A great job.
See?
I was like, damn. See? Look at you go.
Yeah, exactly. So. Now we can hire him on the side and he can come help me do my side jobs along with Destiny too. So,
well, if I screw it up, I know who I'm calling, you and Destiny.
There we go.
All right.
Come enjoy a beer and have fun doing it.
I'll buy you beer all you want. You know that for sure. I love it. Ryan, have a good day, buddy. It's good to hear from you.
Happy Tuesday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up, we haven't heard from her in a minute. Welcome back to the show, Sarah in Kenosha. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. I missed you.
I know I missed you too, and I haven't been able to get through in the past week or so I'm glad I got through today to chat.
Me too. I'm glad you got through too. So what do you think about me fixing my own sink? Are you a handy girl? What's your take on this?
So I try to do little things like, you know, unclogging the sink, hang a picture, change a light bulb.
I can do that. I can do that. Yes, go on.
I do also agree with Ryan. There is no harm in trying, especially as like a lady living alone. You gotta, you know, it's a strong, empowering thing. And I feel
the
same way. You know, you gotta just like do it. And then if you fail and fall flat on your face and all of a sudden your whole bathroom is underwater, then...
Then we call the plumber, right?
Yeah.
That's my fear, though, is that I will cause more damage than necessary. But I think I just need to believe in myself and go, this is like the most basic fix, unclogging a sink. Seriously.
You can totally do it. Mm-hmm. I believe in you.
Thank you.
I think you can totally do it. You got it.
Back at you, girlfriend. Back at you. Thank you, Sarah and Kenosha. Again,
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
The encouragement. I'm feeling really confident about going to fix this sink later today. Let me tell you, girl.
You got it.
All right. We'll talk to you later. I'm glad you got through finally.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Next up. Oh, she is a regular and I missed you. It's only been one day, but hey, girl. Saucy Sandra.
Hey, girl. Yes, I'm different. I'm different.
Sandra,
pull up to the scene. Oh, sorry.
I learned a lot about you just from calling in.
Yes.
And, you know, we learn a lot about our regulars talking to you guys, and we've met you guys in person now. I know that you went through a divorce. You're newly single. You're a single mom. So what's your take on this? Because you feel me on this fixing things. But
being a single mom of four, they call me Queen Google. I have put stabilizer bars in my truck.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I've it's just a part inside of your truck. But
got it.
I've fixed many of things by Googling,
sure.
You know, not having a very involved parent to teach me those type of things. I've had to teach myself a lot of my own things. So Google is your friend, and Allie, I have so much faith in you.
Oh, thank
I you. I know you can totally do it.
You know,
and then you're going to be like, oh, the only thing is that it's gross.
Yeah, yes. I remember the last time it got cleared out, I went, what's that smell?
Yeah.
And then I remember him going, it's your sink. And I was like, ugh, that's the smell from the clock.
Right.
So I'm glad you said that because I totally was not prepared for that the last time it happened. So
remember, it is a dirty job, but you can most definitely do it.
Thank you, Saucy Sandra.
Of course.
You guys are being so encouraging. That's why I love you guys. I love this show. And I love talking to you guys. So thank you, Sandra.
And we love you, and we love talking to you, too.
Well, I know who to call if it doesn't work.
Most definitely.
Sandra. All right, girl. You have a good day, okay?
Yep, you too. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Next up, it's our girl, Ashley in Cudahy. Good morning.
Hey.
What's going on? Hey, girl.
Hey,
Ashley, you're single? No, you are, right? We've never talked about this. I'm like, I feel like Ashley's single. I know you're a teacher. I know you're in Cudahy. So do you fix a lot of stuff? What's your take on this?
Yeah, and I hate having to do anything in the bathroom that has to be unclogged. It's disgusting.
Is it just the grossness of it for you? Or okay.
Well, it's because like it's all of like you're shedding hair, and it's like. Ew, why did it, like, why is it all of that?
Right.
So that's just mainly, you know what you have to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
It's true, because my hair has gotten so long over the past couple of years. I've really grown it out that that's probably part of the problem, is that it's getting in that drain somehow when I brush my hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, and so the best thing I have done, like, I just make sure that I, like, snake it out, like, every month.
Yeah. Okay. So you snake. If you can do a snake, I can do a snake. Okay, Ashley. We got this then. I got this.
You can do this. And if it still doesn't work, you know, you go in, you do the Drano thing or like the vinegar or whatever.
Yeah. I saw some of those fixes online. I really saw some because I Googled the witchcraft. You're crazy. All right. Ashley, I love you. Thanks for calling. You have a good day. All right, girl.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, we've got to go to our boy, Tony in Racine. Mascot man. Hey.
Yay.
Tony, are you dressing up as anything this week? Any mascot jobs you got going on?
Next week I have the Sonic.
You're going to be Sonic next week. Very nice. Tony's our mascot.
I'll be running around in a bowling alley.
Nice. Well, at least it's getting cold out, so you won't be burning up in those suits, let me tell ya.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. So, Tony, are you a handy guy? What's your story on this? You think I should fix the sink myself?
I'm mediocre. I'm in between. I'm like, I got money to throw at it. I'm throwing at it with somebody else. If I can fix it myself, not an issue, but I have the worst luck in the world, so my luck is if I try to fix it, it's going to cost me 3 times more money.
Yes.
If I broke it.
Well, that's my fear is like, am I going to screw something up, you know, and make it worse? And then I Google this stuff and I've seen people do it and I'm like, how, like, this is, come on, this can't be that hard. Like, I got this, right?
And something as simple as that, there's not really much to screw up even more. Kind of like what Ryan said, it's not, you're not going to make things much worse.
Right.
But as far as like other problems, I mean, that's why we have friends or that's why there's professionals. I mean, you can't be afraid to ask for help because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, so like I have a friend, you know, Jeremy, he's call him Windex because he laughs like a squirt bottle. You know, it's so funny. But he's like an all around handy guy where like if I can't figure it out, I can give him a call and he's like, yeah, no worries, man. I'll be over to help you fix it. And he shows you how to do it. So it's like, if you can't do it yourself, then that's why we have friends. I mean, it's no different than calling a professional or calling Ryan or Saucy Sandra to say, hey, come fix this.
Right. I have a plumber. He knows who he is. He's my guy. He's my plumber. I'm sure if he's listening, he knows. And he's done a lot for me. So he'll be my backup. And if that doesn't work, then we've got Saucy Sandra and Ryan, like you said. And Tony, you're my last call because you said you're kind of handy. So no offense.
You know what?
No offense.
I will dress up as Mario as you're playing with the toilet. Just so I can jump out of a bowl or
Listen,
something.
Be careful how you say this. It's starting to sound freaky, okay, Tony? Like, you gotta be careful. Hey, Tony, you have a good day, all right?
Hey, you too. Have
Bye.
A better.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, they give out this honor every single year, and last night they did it. The sexiest man alive of 2022, everybody. People Magazine does this every year. Last year, it was Dwayne Johnson. I mean, okay, I'm good with that. So, who made the cut this year? Who was officially named People's Sexiest Man Alive? It was Chris Evans. I mean, it's kind of predictable. I feel like Chris Evans is, like, obviously hot. And they decided to announce it during the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So all that went down last night. He's going to be on the cover of the issue. If anyone actually buys a I have a People magazine in here, but I don't know how I got here or who bought it, quite frankly. Because I'll go on the website and I'll look at their website, you know, and read all the celebrity juice. But I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a magazine. If I'm just keeping it real. So he was happy to accept it, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson was there to hand over the honor to him of the sexiest man alive. And you know, Chris Evans is doing all his Marvel stuff. He's a big star, and he's good looking, and he's sexy. He's got it going on. I still get all the Chris's mixed up, though. I'm never going to lie about that. Chris Pine, Chris Evans. Sometimes they were running together there for a while, which I know SNL did a whole skit on years ago, which is funny. So congrats to you, Chris Evans, named the sexiest man alive.
I've heard...
You're a jerk.
...that he is a real jerk.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Well, the jerk store called.
Ever wonder if you're being a jerk?
You're a jerk.
They're running out of you.
A moral dilemma for your drive into work.
Am I the jerk?
Here's the deal. Brielle wrote in and she wants to know if she's the jerk. We're going to let you guys decide today. Here's what she wrote into the show. She said, "Hey, Allie, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and his mom has never treated us as a couple. He constantly gets invited over while she leaves me and my daughter out. This year, she asked him if he would be there on Thanksgiving, not us. I'm sick of being treated like I don't exist, especially when her other son and girlfriend are always included. So, am I the jerk for wanting my boyfriend to put his foot down for this relationship and tell his mom that we will not be coming together? And if that's a problem, then we will be coming together. And if that's a problem, then we won't be coming at all." That's what Brielle wrote in. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting her boyfriend to spend Thanksgiving at his mom's house. So there's something going on here where the mom's not acknowledging her. They've been together 3 years, and she wants him to put his foot down and tell her that either both of them are coming together, and if that's a problem, then neither of them are coming together. 414-533-1037. You can text or call that number. Once again, 414-533-1037. Is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to put his foot down, stand up to his mom? Woo! It's Kiss FM. We'll talk about it next.
That he is a real jerk.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Well, the jerk store called.
Ever wonder if you're being a jerk?
You're a jerk.
They're running out of you.
A moral dilemma for your drive into work. Am I the jerk?
All right, here's what's going on. Brielle wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting her boyfriend to spend Thanksgiving at his mom's house. She said they've been together for 3 years. His mom has never treated them as a couple. He constantly gets invited over while she gets left out with her daughter. And this year, she asked him if he would be there on Thanksgiving, not them. And she said she's sick of always being treated like she doesn't exist. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to put his foot down for their relationship and tell him his mom that either both of them will be coming together, and if that's a problem, then neither of them will be coming to Thanksgiving at all. Woo, this is pretty awkward. So let's go right to the phones. Welcome to the show. It's my boy Santino in Sheboygan. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to hear from you, Santino.
Good to hear from you, too.
All right. So what do you think? Is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to basically put his foot down and say either both of us are coming to Thanksgiving or nobody's coming to Thanksgiving?
I think it's kind of twofold, okay? Just hear me out.
Okay. All right.
She's a jerk for even having to ask after 3 years. It's like he either he doesn't want to face the fact that he's a mama's boy and mom rules the roost for him, mm-hmm. and that she comes second fiddle with her baby. Okay. I don't know if that's their child together.
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like she said my son. So it's her son. Yeah.
So mom's like, that's not my baby. This is not my family. That's not my. However mom is looking at it is wrong, but mm-hmm. the girlfriend is even wrong for even having to ask the boyfriend after 3 years of a very important holiday to certain people, mm-hmm. That why aren't we invited? Why aren't you putting your foot down? So mm-hmm. they're either he doesn't love her enough mm-hmm. to stand up for his relationship, mm-hmm. or he's just that passive where he doesn't want any issues, but he's still going, which I think is stupid. So
right.
I'd be like, Ma, either you invite her or you never ever see us again on any holidays.
Yeah. It's kind of like he's scared to cause any problems or he's still scared of his mom, so he doesn't want to rock the boat, right? But at the same time, if he's going to be invested in for 3 years within a relationship, at some point he's got to stand up for her as well, right? I feel you on
that.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
Because at some point, if you're going to marry this woman, she's got to take the place of your mom because she's going to be the most important at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then what example are you setting for that boy as a man? Say, hey, I can't stand up to someone because this. So it's just.
Well, you got to say.
She's not a jerk.
Okay, she's not. You're saying no. All right. Brielle is not a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to say either we're both coming or we're not coming at all. Okay. All right, Santino.
Hey,
I like it.
One more quick thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, tomorrow is my birthday just in case I don't get through.
Happy birthday, Santino.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day. I hope you get through. But if you don't, happy birthday in advance. You know we love you on the show.
We love you too.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Uh-huh. Next up, it is my girl, Lindsay in Oak Creek. Hey, girl.
Hey.
You know I love your theme song. Yes.
I know. It's amazing. It's always lightning for the day.
Yes. It gives me good vibes. It gives me good vibes. So what's going on, Lindsay? You said you wanted to say happy birthday to somebody quick.
Yeah. So my brother, it's his 25th birthday today. So I just wanted to say happy birthday, Colin. I know he's listening. I told him that I was going to go on the air.
You got it, girl. You got through and you did it. Happy birthday, Colin. That's awesome. All right, Lindsay. So is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to put his foot down, stand up to his mom and say either we're both coming to Thanksgiving or nobody's coming? What do you think?
No, she's not a jerk. But they're... Also is maybe some underlying issues. I mean, maybe the mom doesn't like her, but that's still no reason for her not to be invited. Because if her boyfriend is in love with her or mm-hmm. they're in this together, mm-hmm. then there should be some sort of at least want that the boyfriend wants her there. Mm-hmm. So maybe he should at least ask, mm-hmm. hey, why isn't she invited? Either she's coming with or we're not coming at all. So I think she's not a jerk because... I mean,
she feels left out.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she feels sad. I get that. You see this a lot of times with moms and their sons sometimes, you know, or the guy's torn in between, but he's got to stand up and do the right thing, whatever that is. There's got to be some issue, though, because it sounded like when Brielle wrote in, she said that they always invite the other son and his girlfriend over. So I don't know what the issue is there, but there's something going on for sure. So, but you say not a jerk, Lindsay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You would think that she would want the daughter or the boyfriend or the son's daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Girl, I got you.
And her daughter.
I know. We're confusing ourselves today. All right, Lindsay. Thanks for calling in. Happy birthday to your brother, Colin. All right.
Perfect. Have
Bye.
A good one.
You too. Bye. Next up, one of the OGs of the regulars. Welcome to the show, Mike in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a minute.
It has been.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good.
Good.
Just working every day.
Yep. I hear that. I hear you. Well, I'm back after 2 weeks off. Who am I kidding? But no. So Mike, is Brielle. I know, right? Is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to stand up to his mom and saying she doesn't want him going to Thanksgiving unless she's invited to?
Absolutely not. Okay. Given the fact that she didn't give much more info other than that. Mm-hmm. As you've stated previously, there's probably something else going on where the mom's not a fan of her, or maybe the girlfriend has some bad blood with her mom somehow. Maybe the girlfriend did something.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's a jerk. I think she has every right, if they've been together 3 years,
to say, what the heck? Yeah, why am I being left out? I mean, this is a big holiday.
I think the son, I think the son needs to own up to it and step up to his mom and be like, come on, mom.
Be a man, It's like you're not a kid anymore. You're a grown-up. Time to stand up and either do some mediation where the mom and the girlfriend can get along, or or decide, do you want to have, you know, are you going to start a new family with this girl, or are you just going to go to your mom's house? What are you doing here, bud?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Mike, you say no, not a jerk. That's three no's so far. So far, no, three no's. All right. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you later, all right?
That sounds good. Have a good one, Allie.
You too. Next up, we have got another regular we haven't heard from in a minute. Welcome back to the show, Gary in Sheboygan. Hey!
Hey, what's up?
I don't know what we do without these theme songs, I tell you. Gary, what do you think? Is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to stand up to his mom over who's invited to Thanksgiving this year?
You know, I agree a lot with Santino and some of the other callers. I don't think she's a jerk at all.
Okay.
The boyfriend, you know, has been with her for 3 years. At some point, you would think that he would already have said something because it seemed like it's an ongoing situation.
Yeah.
But I feel like he should definitely step up for his relationship to his mom.
I love hearing a man's point of view because all of you guys have said the same thing. He needs to step up. I was interested to see if you guys would say, it's his mom, be careful, you know, don't hurt her.
I mean,
I like it.
I get that it is his mom, but his mom is not dating his girlfriend. So, he chose her to be his girlfriend, so he needs to stand up for her.
He's got to grow up.
His girlfriend and his relationship.
He's got to learn how to communicate and figure it out for
sure.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, it was good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thanks.
You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Last but not least, she is the latest person to earn her own theme song. Welcome back to the show, Sam in Kenosha.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you. Look at you picking a country song, girl.
You know what? I had beer on the mind on Friday, and I had it on the mind yesterday morning, too. So I think it fits.
Can we just tell everyone listening that when you finally got your theme song, you said, Allie, I got this song. And I go, I don't know what that song is. I found it for you, though. Who is it? Luke Combs, you said?
Yeah.
You're educating me on the country music. You know I don't roll with that too much. So welcome,
hey,
Sam.
That's okay.
Congrats. I actually don't mind that song now that I've heard it. So welcome to the show. Latest to get your own theme song. What do you think? Is Brielle a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to stand up to his mom about not being invited to Thanksgiving?
I do not think she's a jerk. I agree with Santino. I like that he brought up the mama's boy perspective because I understand maybe he doesn't want to rock the boat with his mom.
Sure.
But, you know, at the same time, they should have, after 3 years, I would think they would have sat down and tried to find the root of the problem.
You think?
I mean, I can't. I hate that there's so much that we don't know about this. But, you know, I mean, maybe the mom feels some kind of resentment because that's not her son's child, or, you know, look at Thanksgiving supposed to be one of the biggest drinking holidays of the season.
Right.
Of the year, really. You know, maybe they don't want a kid running around. You know, I could understand that, but there needs to be some kind of communication.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has to come across harshly, you know, like confronting the mom, but.
Right. Well, that's such a big problem nowadays. So many people are either over confrontational or there's no confrontation at all. There's like no communication. communication. You know what I mean? So
yeah, we need a happy medium.
That's right. We got to find a happy medium. It can be done, hopefully in a healthy way. But I don't know, if it's been 3 years, there's probably a lot pent up, I would think, with this couple and the mom for sure. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Sam, you were the last one and you said no. So that makes five no's. Everybody says no. Brielle is not a jerk. Thanks for calling in and congrats on finally getting your theme song, girlfriend.
Thank you. I will talk to you later.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. So there you go. It is official. You can always text in your thoughts to 414-533-1037. Brielle, not a jerk. All right, we got to have a family meeting because, you know, I always come on the air and I have to ask everyone for advice when it comes to parenting. I can ask friends, I can ask my family, but for some reason, our listeners always have the best feedback. So here is my current dilemma, and you may giggle a little, but it's something I'm starting to have a discussion about every single day with my boys. You know, I got two sons, Owen and Hudson. They're 9 and 11 now, which is unbelievable because I know some of you have been listening since before Owen was even born 11 years ago. But the current dilemma is, this happens more from Hudson, the 9-year-old, because he likes to be my shopping buddy, okay? And by shopping buddy, I mean he wants to go to Target with me and beg for a toy the whole time. Parents know what I'm talking about, right? Well, every time we're there, he's like, Mom, you need to get any Starbucks today? Mom, do you need to go to Starbucks? And sometimes I'm like, yeah, I could use a little iced tea or a coffee, sure. And sometimes I'm like, no, we're good. Well, you know, back in the day when they were little, they always wanted a cake pop. Again, parents know what I'm talking about. And sometimes I would cave, but I tried not to do it that often because you do it once, they expect it every time. Again, you know what I'm talking about with this. So now we're at this place where my 9-year-old's starting to ask if he can get a drink at Starbucks. My first thought is always, no, you don't need a drink. You're fine. You can have some water if you want water. But this is for grownups, okay? I'm afraid to break the seal and make him think he can get a drink every time we go to Starbucks. Now, they have had hot chocolate on a special occasion, okay, when we go out. But other than that, the problem is I don't even know what to order my kid at Starbucks. I wouldn't even know, besides hot chocolate or water, what I would even order for one of my kids, okay? So I thought, well, first of all, I'm just going to take this to the air and see what everyone says, because these are the things I need to know, honestly, as a parent, and what you guys think and what you do. One, I'm cheap, so you know I don't want to get on this wave where they start thinking they get it every time we're near a coffee shop that they're going to get something. But my two questions are, one, you know, what do you even order them? And two, how old should they be before you start giving them something like Starbucks? I see kids with kind of, you know, the strawberry drinks. I couldn't even tell you what has caffeine in it and what doesn't. And my kids don't need caffeine, okay? I don't need that in my life. So those are kind of my two questions. How old till you start drinking Starbucks? I mean, is it just we're letting kids go early? Because I know high schoolers, junior high, people are drinking it. What's the, like, age range? Is it just everyone? It's free for all? Is it 0+? And then what are you even getting your kids if you go by a coffee shop or a Starbucks? What are you ordering for them? Because I would literally have no idea. I want your feedback. 414-533-1037. Now, you can call or text that number. Again, it's 414-533-1037. Help me out. Seriously, this is when I need you guys to step up and tell me what to do. We'll talk about it next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I was doing an SOS on the air to all my parents and friends about what do I do now that my 9 and 11-year-old Owen and Hudson are starting to beg for Starbucks when I go through the drive-thru or I'm at Target. You know, that we used to do the cake pop thing occasionally. You don't want them to get on the roll where they expect it every time, which is kind of my fear now that Hudson is like, Mommy, can I have a drink? Because one, I wouldn't even know what to order the kid other than a hot chocolate or a water. And two, my question for parents was, when do we even start? Do we give kids Starbucks? Is this a thing? I know high schoolers drink it like it's going out of style. So what age and what are they drinking pretty much is what I want to know today. So let's go to the phones. Who do we got here first of all? Oh, I see. We have got Melissa in Milwaukee. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you, Allie?
I'm good. Are you calling to help me out and give me some advice? This is an SOS.
Yes,
talk to me.
Yes. So we literally have the same life because I have the 9 and 11-year-old boys.
Uh-huh.
I remember you being on the radio, and we were expecting at the same time the whole bit. I have gone through the Starbucks transition from the cake pop to now the drink.
Mm-hmm. So, talk to me.
Yes, I have given my boys, both of them, Starbucks probably since 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
But they only get the Frappuccino. So either the Caramel Crunch Frappuccino, the Vanilla Bean Frappuccino, or the Strawberry and Cream, I believe it is, Frappuccino.
Why the Frappuccino? Is there no caffeine in that or something?
There's no caffeine. There's no caffeine.
You're educating me. Got it.
So obviously the sugar content is there.
That's the problem, too.
The way we do it, it's typically mom just gets her coffee, but for my youngest, It is a special treat to kind of get a little pep in a step for school on Monday mornings because Mondays are rough.
Yeah,
so we get a Monday Frappuccino before drop off for school,
and that's
that
how you
is
limit it.
Typically, our extent.
I got it, and that's how they don't expect it.
It was so much easier. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know what to expect, and it's once a week. And if we don't have school on Mondays, well, guess what? We don't have Frappuccinos on Mondays.
Right, that's a good idea.
It's perfect.
Yeah. For doing it on
a
Monday.
Perfect. But yeah, it was much easier with the cake pop.
Because when Hudson started asking for a drink, I'm like, hell if I know, what do I even order you besides a hot chocolate? I wouldn't even know what to get you at Starbucks, you know? So
Exactly. Helpful. So that's where we're at.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know, yes, I love all of your things with your boys and all your, because it's so relatable. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going through the Target rope, roadblocks, all of these things. It's like, yep, that's my life.
It's a trick, isn't it? They put those in there as a trick, those Starbucks, I tell you. Aw, well, thanks for calling, Melissa. I'll talk to you later,
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Next up, Jamie is in Sussex. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm good. I know you. We go way back, way back. It's so funny.
Yes.
When I answered the phone, I was like, you said it's Jamie. I said, Jamie from where? You said Sussex. I said, my Jamie in Sussex? And you said, it's me. Because we have a child that's the same age. So you probably feel my pain on this, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah, we were pregnant. Yeah, we were pregnant together.
Same time.
Our boys are like 20 days apart.
And I'll never forget, you helped me at Bye Bye Baby when I had to register for my baby shower. I mean, this was 11 years ago or whatever. So,
if you remember, I actually helped you register for your wedding first.
Oh, it was the wedding at Bed Bath and Beyond. That's where, which was actually would have been 13 years ago. Oh, that's...
Yes.
Damn, we go way back, girl. All right, so Jamie, talk to me and tell me, what do you do with your son? You have Chase, I know. What do you do with your kids? Yeah. Does he want Starbucks?
Yeah, well, so my answer is no. I just started doing this with Andrea, who you know is 15, and I buy her the Frappuccino because again, even my sophomore in high school does not need the caffeine and the sugar content.
Amen.
Is insane.
Right.
So, but I just started letting her, because she's really into pumpkin, and I hate pumpkin, so we don't have anything pumpkin ever in the house. But with the boys, like, we graduated from the cake pop to the warmed up chocolate cookie, because that chocolate cookie is the bomb. And then, like, if we're at Target, and, like, we're out shopping, and Starbucks is in a store, so Barnes & Noble's, Target, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I'll let them get, like, a chocolate milk. Or an apple juice from the cold case.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't bring myself to do it. Like, I see so many children walking through, and the Frappuccinos don't have the caffeine, but the amount of sugar is insane.
Well, and as someone who lost 150 pounds by avoiding bad sugar, it would kill me to give them that kind of stuff, right? So I feel you on that. But they obviously, it's not like they didn't eat their Halloween candy still to this day. I mean, my kids eat sugar. Don't get it twisted, everybody. Yep. But it pains me to get them onto that kick. And then it's expensive. Let's be real. If it starts adding up, you know? So...
Yeah, you got two. You can't buy one without the other.
Right.
And so now a $5 or $6 into $15 to $20.
Right, for what? So my kid will be bouncing off the walls, right?
What I need to know is how the heck you get Hudson to go shopping with you, because I can't get Chase out of the house to save my life.
I'll tell you how. He begs for a toy every single time. And he doesn't get one, but he sure does think he might, which is his motivation to help me. That's the only reason, I swear. He's like, well, can we visit the toy section? And sometimes I'm like, no. And sometimes I'm like, yes. But for the most part, yeah, that's another whole rabbit hole I don't want to get into, because boy, they try. Even if you tell them no, they'll still beg. Which is annoying. Yes. So, well, girl, thanks for calling in. It was good to talk to you. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right. Sounds good, friend.
Bye. Next up, he is a regular on the show. Welcome back, Mike in Hartford.
Good morning again.
Good morning, my friend. Now, you have little ones. You have really little ones, so you're not at this point yet. But, Mike, what do you think? I'm struggling with what to do with my kids when they're asking for Starbucks at 9 and 11. Like, I don't even know if I want to go down this hole.
I think you need to capitalize on your radio platform and your TikTok followers and suggest to Starbucks they need to make a kid-friendly menu.
Yes, almost like a more sugar-free kind of.
Yeah, like sugar-free, caffeine-free, like give the options that they think kids would like.
That parents feel comfortable with, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because then the parents aren't like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Mm. It's like, oh, there's a kid's menu, you know, and...
That's smart, Mike, actually.
List, like, the sugar content and no caffeine, stuff like that, just like it makes it easier for you as the parent.
It's the sugar and the caffeine, you know, it's those two. And then I'm like, is it even appropriate when they're that little? Like, but you see high schoolers drinking it like it's nothing. So I'm like, well, when do we start? You know, I don't know, man.
We have a niece that is 14 that probably drinks it like it's going out of style. And
I believe you on that.
I've never gotten into coffee and
you're not
or
a
any
coffee
of that
guy.
Stuff. And
yeah.
Nope, never have.
I hear you. Well, I just get a black tea
naturally energetic.
Yeah, you are, which thank goodness, because you have little babies. Well, thanks for calling in, Mike. It was good to talk to you.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Bye, you too. Last but not least, Danielle's calling from Waterford. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have kids? Do you feel me on this where I'm lost?
I have a daughter, and she is 4.
Oh, she's 4. Go on.
Yeah.
Are you in the cake pop phase where they always want a cake pop?
Yes, but I also do get her drinks, and so get your pen and paper ready, okay?
Okay, I'm ready. Go.
So instead of the Frappuccino, because there is so much sugar in there, I'll get just white milk, and I'll have them put it in like a tall cup, and have them put a pump of mocha in there with some whipped cream on top.
Oh, pump a mocha. Isn't it funny I have to write all these things down? Pump a mocha with whipped cream.
Or we'll do just a lemonade. That's another one.
What's the strawberry drink everybody's always drinking that looks fantastic?
Acai or something like that, but there's a lot of caffeine in that. Oh. So what you could do also is get lemonade and put a scoop of the strawberries in there, because there's no caffeine in the strawberries.
Oh, you mean the lemonade, not the straw. Yeah, I understand.
But the strawberries aren't like infused with anything. They're just
Right.
So that's actually on lemonade.
A solid, that may be the best one yet. Lemonade has sugar, let's be real, but a lemonade with strawberries in it, that's not a bad idea either. Damn, that sounds good.
And you could do half and half. So I usually do like half lemonade with half water, or half lemonade and half passion tea, because there's no sugar in the passion tea, and there's no caffeine in the passion tea.
Well, bless your heart. You're letting your 4-year-old have Starbucks. I have no guilt whatsoever, Danielle. You made me feel better. Thank you, girlfriend.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you for the suggestion. Seriously, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, girl.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
No problem. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.